views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to all of you out there. And welcome to all of you that are tuning us in now on our Conscious Business Network. Yes, we are officially pumping that out there for you all to know about. We've been in beta for about a year with it. But why do we take so long to do things? I don't know. We just like the slow simmer of things. You know what I mean? Just slowly getting to.
Because you're a girl from the South. It's all about that slow barbecue. You
it's
know?
About
you
the slow.
Yeah, so you can't just come out the gates all on fire. You got to let it simmer.
I know. And you know, like a girl like me, right? Also coming from the Bronx. There's a part of me that's like, I want it done yesterday.
Yeah, you're true that. Right? Speedy McSpeederson.
I know, but like Mama used to say is you got to cook that fat back and those peas and you got to slow cook those things and ooh, you got to break that down.
Right.
And then don't rush the cornbread.
No, you can't do that. You burn it or it goes dry.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that part of it is, you know, what we talk about here, Benny, and you know this, right, is what's the language that we speak? Okay, so look, Benny has had a few names for me in the past. Pollyanna Patty, that once upon a time, that's it. And I used to be like, oh, Benny, oh, no, don't call me that. What's wrong with Pollyanna? Whatever happened to Pollyanna? I think we're going to bring Pollyanna back.
All right.
Forget about the sexy. We're going to bring the Pollyanna back. Why is that? Because you need a little Pollyanna to get the big banana. You need a little Pollyanna to make sure that you are in the realm of miracles. You got to be there. See, you got to have a little bit of that to be able to look at the world from a possibilities perspective. And absolutely hang on to the language of miracles. Today, joining me here today, we are going to kick it up. Lennox Scott, Chairman and CEO, John L. Scott Real Estate, multi-billion dollar real estate company, joining me here today. We are going to talk about walking the solution, but not here with us, but here in spirit, Deanna Scott, motivational speaker, author of what? Speaking the Language of Miracles. That's it. Speaking the Language of Miracles. So, many of you have heard me whine and complain. I do a little whining, right, Benny, from time to time, would you say?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Not too crazy.
But the thing I whined about 5 years ago, or maybe longer, was when everybody started to say, duh. And I thought, why are we saying that? What does that mean? If I say things like that, am I inviting a miracle in my life? Am I going to be able to walk the solution? What am I going to be able to do? Well, I'm not going to answer those questions because guess what? I got Lennox here. Lennox, great to have you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's a real joy to be invited to share some concepts out of the book and how we've applied them to our business and in life.
Okay, I got to start out with a question. So you don't know this maybe, but Benny does. You know, when I first started, this was 15 years ago, right? Can you feel me on that? 15 years ago, I was like a baby. this is a truth-telling show. No, I was not a baby. But 15 years ago, something happened to me, and I dialed the wrong phone number, and here we are. But the show wasn't called the Dr. Pat Show. It was called, Jackhammer, please, Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Crust, because I was so crusted over. Lennox, I'm telling you, you couldn't get to me. I was depressed. I had just finished 10 years of a doctoral program. I couldn't get out of my own way. I wanted a different life. I didn't want to go back into corporate America. I had challenges. Here's the question. Here you are. You're amazing. You are amazing. You're successful. You're amazing, successful. You're going to give us a solution. What are the challenges, Lennox? What are the obstacles that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment? Right now.
Well, the concepts out of this book is you can change your life in an instant by not walking in the situations, by walking in the solutions of what you want to accomplish. And it, words matter. You know, if you're just talking about a situation or you want to do something, that doesn't move you forward to where you want to, what you want to accomplish. By walking in solutions, you get out of the situation, or you get out of your current thinking.
Let me ask you this. When you met Deanna, that's a story.
Yes.
She and I have a lot in common. People thought, for us, you people that buy airtime, you are never going to make it through the recession. You're not going to be able to find ways to sustain you for advertisers or sponsors. Pat, you might as well hang it up now. What did we do? We actually expanded and started a whole nother network. But you too were struck by the success of somebody in your life. What was it about Deanna's success? What was it that got your attention?
Well, I was fortunate to meet Deanna just at the right time in the year 2008 during the Great Recession.
Yep.
We were going through a business. Revenues were off about 50% at that time. You know, transactions were down. Sales prices were down. And she just spoke a breath of fresh air. And I observed that her dog grooming business was very successful. And I asked her, well, what's your approach? What are you doing? And right then and there, she said, the recession is not who I am. I'm much greater than any situation. And she just walked in the positive solution. And she had competitors going out of business. But she was walking in that positive energy of success, of being connected to her clients. And I said, can I borrow some of your concepts? And she gracefully said yes. And the concept was walking in the positive outcome, looking for the positive opportunity, and then taking that on as who you are. And that really, I carried that message back to our broker associates throughout our company, to our executive team. And it just brought the energy level up during that time frame, because you always get through these recessions, but it moves you forward faster and creates more opportunities of success while you're going through those the U.S. economic cycles.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this with you. We're going to talk about, you know, the state of the union, so to speak. You know, what is it that all of us learn, and what have we learned? By the way, one of our hosts owns a mortgage company, which, of course, I don't think she's very busy with now, because she ran for public office in the state of Washington and won.
Yes.
Unlikely turn of events for her. But what did she have in common, Lennox, that you have in common, that Deanna has in common, that we have in common, that even Benny has in common? And that is, keep your eye on the positive ball. Don't take your eye off of positivity. So much so that that is a conundrum where some people give me and our network some feedback, like, you people, get your head out of the sand. My answer is, I actually want my head in the sand when the sun is just too hot for it. Now, look, that's true. Let me ask you this. How has what you learned from Deanna, how has that not only influenced your life, but has helped your business excel, perhaps even excel greater than it had before?
Well, definitely. It's how we look at each situation. We now flip every situation into an opportunity.
Yes.
At the second, you can do that. Or any challenge or any worry, you can flip it to what is the opportunity, and then create a declaration of who you are to move forward. And that's one of the great items. We have strategy meetings in our company each week, and we also look out ahead, because we're in a leadership team, for what's coming up ahead. And you look at trends, and a trend is kind of like just a situation until you put it into action. And so we flip it into the positive outcome, and we figure out how we're going to approach it moving forward today. So it's about, you know, this concept is about being present today with current situations or opportunities, but also looking out ahead for the trends that are taking place.
I love this. We're going to take a short break. Hey, look, we're going to really dive deep into this. I love what Deanna wrote, and I love that you're here to talk about it. We have 4 copies of the book to give away, Speaking in the Language of Miracles. This is the kind of book that I get in my hands, and I think not only did she understand how to write a book like this, but the book is filled with images. You know, the book is built with statements like, I am with you all the way. It is not just a book you open and you read until you fall asleep at night. But what we are talking about here is not just about the thinking, about flipping the switch. It's about flipping what you do in the world because you flip the switch. That's what Lennox is going to talk about. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, I'm going to give copies of the book away. And more importantly, I'm going to read you some stuff from here. And I think I'm going to put Lennox not on the hot seat. Let me put him on the throne. We'll be right back.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, Get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Take back, because with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. This just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave.
Yeah, everybody, Lennox Scott, Chairman and CEO, John L. Scott Real Estate. This is so exciting. It's so exciting. I get to talk about a multi-billion dollar real estate company that, you know, stuff like that most people don't get to talk about, and certainly we don't get to talk about it that often. But we are talking about walking in the solution, and walking in the solution is based on this fabulous book that I keep referring to. Deanna Scott wrote the book, motivational speaker, author, not able to be with us today, but that doesn't mean she's not here in spirit. We're not going to talk about the body of work, because what Lennox has done is he's taken these principles and he said, oh, very cool stuff, Deanna, but, you know, let me try them out. Let me try them out, you know, like in this multi-billion dollar real estate organization. Let me try that out. But before we try that out, I want to make sure we give copies of this fabulous book away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's give away our first copy of this fabulous book, which addresses everything from teachers, coaches, how to live your life, you know, speaking the languages of miracles. The situation is not who you are. I like that. The situation is not who you are. Lennox, thank you for joining me here today. Now, I love solutions and I love process. So I'd like to know what the process, what the solution is that you learned, what the possibilities were that you learned. How did you incorporate this in your business?
Well, in the book, Deanna talks about, you know, when situations come up, you know, write them down on a piece of paper and tape it up on the wall, because it's just a situation. And then step back or sit down and take a look up and figure out what you want to accomplish. You know, what's the positive outcome? And I've interpolated this into our approach here at the company. We call it our five-step approach to success. And step one is, what is the situation? And you were talking about Pollyanna. You have to have a little bit of that. Well, this is kind of where that shows up. Here's the situation, or this is not what I want, or and looking at, you know, maybe there's a new technology, a new competitor, trends, whatever it might be. But what is that situation? Step two is, what is the positive outcome? You investigate the situation. You know, what are the possible outcomes for that? What are the nuances to move forward in business and add energy to what we're doing? You know, we look at that every situation is just an energy source. I've been using this now for 10 years.
Mm.
Every situation is just an energy source for us to reflect on maybe affirm what we're doing, remind us on some things, or inspire us to take on some new direction. Step three. You know, create the affirmation or the declaration of who you are in that positive outcome. So it might be you know, during a particular market. You know, I'm a seller marketing specialist, or I'm a buyer representation specialist. I'm the first point of contact for my relationship database, because in business, everything comes out of a personal engagement for that. But it's going to I am. It's not I want or I will. It's not being a wannabe or willoughby. It's about who you say you are because you say so. Or in a team, it's we are. We are this for that. Step four, what are the activities and the solutions to achieve your declaration of who you are? And step five is to sense and track on a periodic basis. Sometimes it's daily, weekly, or monthly. But by sensing and tracking how you're doing with your activities, and it keeps the conversation alive. Otherwise, the conversation disappears and you go back to whatever level, wherever you were. But if you want to keep it alive, it takes that sensing and tracking and staying on in commitment to accomplish what you set out to do.
You know, one of the things I want to ask you about is, and it's very prominent in the book, but also in what you're talking about. And I can't say enough about visualize. And I want to talk about it for a minute.
Yes.
Visualize. I think about this, and I think about my life, right? And you know, some of the ups and downs I've had in it. But the one thing that I get accused of a lot is having this imagination to a fault. Now, I now know that that's not true. But, you know, for somebody like me, I happen to live in this space of seeing something out there and not necessarily know how it's all going to come together. What have you learned about holding on to the visualization? And what I mean by that is, I had a visualization to build a network, had no clue how to do it. But I held on to it, and things showed up. I dialed the wrong phone number. I said yes, and I spent $10,000 right out of the gate in 2003 on an internet-only network, and everybody wanted to have me committed. But here's the question. What do we need to do? What muscle do we need to build to make sure that our visualization stays viral in our consciousness?
Well, in looking at our individual lives, there's probably six or seven areas of our lives. And this is where kind of strategic planning for the soul comes in for yourself.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Looking in each of these areas and what you want in those areas, and then turn it into who you are. And what I mean by that is, if like what you're saying, Dr. Pat, if you have a visualization of who you are, you will speak out loud about it. And it doesn't mean you, when you first speak, that you have to know everything or know how to do any individual item. It's just that this is a direction, and you just become a energy source. You enroll others. People want to help each other out. And when others hear about what you want to accomplish, and there's hard work behind it, doing the activities and walking in and doing the solutions, that sometimes takes some hard work. Maybe it's going back to school. Maybe it's networking, you know, and getting help from others. So some of these things, you know, take work behind them to accomplish, and that's okay, because we're moving forward.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, when I lost my job after 24 and a half years, right, as my boss was firing me, like the veins in her neck literally jumping out, all I kept thinking is, I wonder if my application at Columbia is still valid. I mean, honestly, that GIF, that image popped into my brain, and I took action.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, I got the hit. I call them hits. I got the hit. Once I got the hit, it wasn't enough to just hang on to it. There was a call to action. Lennox, what have you learned about having this fabulous solution that you've just talked about? and how to connect the dots for people that may be, yeah, that's great, and then taking action. Because it's one thing to think something, it's another thing to act on the thing you're thinking, the positive thing you're thinking, let's say.
Well, in the past, I've gone to many personal achievement seminars where you go over the different areas of life. And you know, Seattle was a hotbed for them. A lot of the business community went through these different programs of expanding one's mind, of creating a vision out there. But then in chatting with Deanna and then reading the book, it really took me to a higher state of being of how to position that language in a stance, and then follow through with the actions and the walking in the solutions for that. Here's an example. You can be aware of something or want something, and you might have a 30% energy level. If you actually do an activity surrounding that item, you might have a 60% energy level. But when you take it on as I am, or we are as a team, you get up to 100% energy level, because that's who you are because you say so. And that's what really moves you forward faster over another company. It moves you into success of what you want to accomplish, because you're committed at that point. You're not just wishing or wanting. You've gone to commitment, and you can do it in an instant.
I love it. The C word. We're going to take a short break. 1-800-930-2819. Love to give copies away. Love this. This is a great, great book. And I love the way it breaks down, because what happens is every page I go to in here, there is something for me to embed, ingrain, and build into my life, my lifestyle. Whether I'm opening up the book and I'm talking about, you know, something that has to do with my body, my health, or whether it is giving something back to the world. When we come back, I want to talk with Lennox about one thing in particular. What is your world vision? And I know that that is something that he and all the folks out there that work with him, they must have that in their DNA. When we come back, what does this mean in terms of activating the miracle of miracles, like the mega miracle? See, I love that. That's it. The mega miracle. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to give a copy of the book away. When we come back, I'd love to hear from you. I don't know. Do you have a world vision? What is it? Let us know. We'll be right back.
Do you slide on all your knives like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Yes, 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 that's what I'm talking about. Yep, that's it. We have given away two copies of this fabulous book, Speaking the Language of Miracles. I hope when you all get these, when you read it, you literally incorporate what's in the book and what Lennox is saying today, because we really are presenting a formula. And the formula we're presenting is a formula for those of you, regardless of where you are in your life, right? Where you are in your life. Look, I'm Dr. Pat, but I didn't even know I was Dr. Pat when I started this show. I had no idea. I was clueless. I spent 8 years in a doctoral program and didn't even understand what that meant. But it was all of you as listeners and Benny that zoomed in on something that was in me that helped me not just sustain what we're doing here, but to regain a sense of purpose and passion and possibility. And 2019 for us is to bring that message back, but bigger than ever, by providing you with tools, solutions, formulas for making the change in your life. If you're thinking right now, oh man, you guys, Pat, you and Lennox, you and you guys are sitting on the top of the world. No. No, that's not what this is about. I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to beg for money. I know what it's like, you know, to have people in my life die because they've taken their lives. I know what it's like to be in front of a judge begging for my life on some freak thing that happened accidentally. I know that. We are not here to just say to those people that are successful, get more successful. But we are here to say that to you. Like if you listen and you're thinking, I'm already successful, yeah, let's kick it up, because this segment is about what you can do to help build the world. Now, Lennox, before we kind of get going, because we do get going, how can people find out more about you? How can they find out what your organization is about? What's the website? All of the above. How can they get a copy of Deanna's book? Help us here.
Well, two things here. First of all, for us as a company, John L. Scott Real Estate, our website is one of the tops in the nation for home search, johnlscott.com. You can get instant notification when new listings come on in your geographical area, and market insights. We are in three states, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and now just over the border into California. We have 2,800 broker associates. We do nearly 34,000 transactions in that footprint. For the book, Speaking the Language of Miracles, that would be on Amazon.com, or go to speakinglanguageofmiracles.com for that.
Wow. Okay. That leads me to this. By the way, folks, 1-800-9, I know I say the phone number very fast. I will slow down. I'm sorry about that. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to give another copy of this fabulous book away. Okay, so I opened the book again this morning, by the way, and I opened the book. Every time I open this book, by the way, Lennox, there's just something else in here that I missed first time around.
Yes. Yes.
I got to this page. What is your world vision? I got to ask you this because you don't get as successful as you all have gotten without having a world vision, right?
Correct.
Tell me how you did it.
Well, in the book, Deanna refers to world peace and concepts like that. But she also puts in there, think big, dream bigger.
Yeah.
Because with this approach, it's changing the conversation. You know, what's going on today is in many situations are not what we want to be. And so then we flip it to here's the positive outcome. You know, from I want to here's the positive outcome. And everything is possible with that approach. And that's one of the joys we have is, you know, getting the information out that's in this book, because it will help elevate the conversation out there.
Let's talk about what elevate the conversation means, because I really want to get to a baseline. And again, let's make sure that everybody knows that when you go to buy this book, 20% of the net proceeds from the book of sales go directly to support children hospitals. That's really what we're talking about. One of the things I also want to touch upon, and I'd love for you to talk about it, is sometimes, you know, especially in this world of motivational speaking and new thought, which I now call now thought, you know, what we have are these lofty goals that we seem to have to achieve in order to get to sort of some status. What I've learned is that you have to meet people where they are. There's some people that listen to this show that are very affluent, very successful. There are other people that are very successful in their own realm. The point is this: there's something for everyone. How do we help people that are listening to this show elevate the conversations that they're having with themselves?
Well, Dr. Pat, just like you were saying, situations happen in life. We go through economic situations. We go through family situations. Not everything's perfect out there. We have challenges of a new competition, new technologies, all those sorts of things. But this book gives a path of how to achieve success for that. So it's not only for if you're currently something's going on in your life or you just want to advance and take it up a level, this will take you to that higher state of being. You know, there's a concept we have that's out there, I should say. It's about being a contribution in life. One of the great joys of living life is being a contribution to others. And with this approach, you're going to be a speaking for your friends. You become a teacher for them. Or if you're going through a situation, you can flip it to the positive outcome, and they are just going to be wowed. What did you do? How did you flip that so fast and start moving in a direction to accomplish in life or in business that we've been talking about? You know, to move things forward and. You know, and it's being with them. And yes, as you brought up, Dr. Pat, we're human when we go through, you know, severe situations. You know, and the book starts out with my wife helping her son when he was 10 beat cancer.
Mm.
And they did not live in the situation that he had this life-threatening disease. They didn't even go over that and talk about it. They just focused in on within your individual faith. I'm a healthy child of God. I have healthy blood cells in my body. And focused Brandon on what's your future? And he said, I'm going to be an NBA basketball player, and I'm going to get married one time and have two kids. I want to go to Atlantis. And got him focused in on the future of who he is and what the possibilities are, not about the situation. But by doing that, it helped him take, you know, I think it helped in the recovery process, because he had to get a blood draw every hour, take the medicine and all those sorts of things. And he was such a positive spirit, and he became the teacher. Deanna and Brandon became the teacher to the whole community on approaching, in this case, a life-threatening situation. But it also applies to day-to-day and for future possibilities.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this. You know, Bruce Lipton literally takes you through the science behind what you just explained with Brandon.
Yep.
But there is something that is so powerful in what we're talking about here today, Lennox, that has to do with not only creating the future that we want, but living it and living it in this place of possibility energy. I want to ask you about your business for a moment, if I could.
Yes.
Clearly, you gave us a backdrop of what you've done and what you've created and how you're creating it. So there's no doubt in my mind as to why you all are as successful. But in addition to that, you have made massive contributions to children's hospitals and healthcare in the Pacific Northwest. So I have to thank you for that. I have to thank you for showing up and being that and doing that. I want to ask you, what have you learned as a business person? What have you learned in the world now of marketing, consultation, and communication? Because in the end, we are businesses. And, you know, for somebody like us, a broadcast network, the reputation we have has very little to do with broadcast and a whole lot to do with customer service. As a matter of fact, this team will never tell you they won an International Wolf Award for that. But we don't stop long enough to ask ourselves why or how. You have. What have you learned in the world that sets you and John L. Scott Real Estate apart?
Well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge our team members. Our broker associates, our support team, and our leadership team, because it's all of us coming together to create this positive environment for personal expression about being our best, about being a contribution in what we're doing. You brought up what we do with the community, our John L. Scott Foundation. All of us, all 3,500 of us, with everybody included, contribute to the John L. Scott Foundation. And this is one of those foundation core items of who we are as a company. What we do is, with this money, we then help sponsor events to help raise money for children's health care with 19 hospitals throughout our footprint in the three-state area. But we also serve dinners at Ronald McDonald houses. We serve over 50 dinners there. And what it is about experientially, in a team environment, contributing to others. And then we take that and we contribute as the core of who we are. And our statement, we have a federal trademark on this, is living life as a contribution.
Mm.
And we take this fundamental foundation and we contribute to our clients to do the best job possible for them. We then do it, we're supportive to our teammates. Of course, I already mentioned the kids at Children's Hospital. But then we take this experiential learning, we take it home with family and friends and community and place of faith about being a contribution to others. Because that is a joy. What else are we here for but to help elevate one another and to be our best and to walk in joy?
Well, here we are, right? And, you know, I don't know if you know this, Lennox, or not, but you're talking to somebody that has had pretty much a large part of my life in states of depression. So I honestly think about why I'm even here or how I'm even here, because my other family members didn't make it. My mom didn't make it. My sister didn't make it.
Yep.
My two other sisters didn't make it. but I'm grateful I am here. And so I am committed to helping create a better world. It's our campaign. Our crowdfunding campaign is all about creating a better world through positive media. But here's what I want to ask you. Many of us still have the dream of owning a home. And I'm going to jump to this now, because I would be remiss not talking to you about what's in your wheelhouse here. We have that dream. I don't think that that American dream has died. How can you advise folks? What can you say to folks, whether they're first-time buyers or like me? I've owned homes before, but I don't now. But I'm thinking about it again. How can you help us, holding on to the positive aspect of what you just talked about? But how can we enact this dream of home owning today?
Well, it's the first step is what I would do is you need to investigate. You need to engage the conversation. And I would talk to a real estate professional for the market area that you're interested in to be able to take you through a consultation about what you're looking for, and then you get into the financial analysis for capability of how much of a home you can afford, and you just start the process, but engage with professionals that can help guide you to find the right home for yourself. And you need, to be in this market, we're in a very extreme job growth market here. And so there's challenges in getting homes because there's other buyers looking at each new property coming on the market, especially in the more affordable and mid-price ranges. And there's investors also looking at that home. So getting buyer ready day one, so when that next home comes on, or if you can't compete in that particular first look market, switch over to the second look market for homes that haven't been on the market, that have been on the market actually 30 days. You might be the only buyer, so you're able to pay market price. Maybe the original price was above market. Well, it will come down. There will be a price adjustment. And then take a look at the condition for that market price. Is it at that condition? Because maybe there needs to be another adjustment. Not for to make it brand new, but to bring it to that market price of comparable homes for that. So I would look at the second look market. I believe we're going to see more condominiums coming on the market, attainable condominiums, not just luxury high-rises, downtown Seattle or Bellevue, but attainable condominiums, because the market is going to shift everything going from just apartments to where developers will look at bringing them on as a condominium as a possibility for sales. So, because that goes in about a 10 to 20 year cycle, and it's now going to come back to a equilibrium for whether it's an apartment or it's brought on as a attainable condominium in that median price point.
You know, I love that we're talking about this because, again, we're talking about the world of possibilities, and what you just did is you really ran the spectrum of this. You know, you really said, well, here's where we are. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm really thinking about where we've been for the past 10 years. And I'm so appreciative of what you just shared, because you literally tapped into a spectrum of possibilities that make it absolutely beautiful for people, whether you're a first-time buyer, second-time buyer, you know, senior buyer, whatever the buyer is, to really look. But I love what you said. And I have to ask you, is there a phone number that you could give out? Because I got a text message from one of our listeners who said, okay, great, love to contact. Oh, who do I call? I don't know. Is there a phone number? Because what we are about this show is we're about solution. And I'm thinking about I need to call somebody. Who do I call?
Well, I'll give you a phone number for our office here. And it's 425-394-0920. 425-394-0920. And, we're taking a look at approach for this. And this is about walking in the positive outcome. And I'm going to talk about for sellers right now. We shifted the conversation from looking at the overall marketplace, as an example, of average days on the market. Well, we looked at that, and average means you average those sellers that were totally motivated, that sold in the first month, which is your best chance to sell a home, with those that sold month 4, 5, and 6. And then we got to average days on the market. Well, we totally flipped that to helping sellers get their home sold, not about average days on the market. And this is just an approach, just like we chatted with buyers, getting buyer ready day one to find out what your individual situation is, what you want to accomplish, so that we can move forward to get that to help you accomplish that.
Yeah. Thank you for, I'm sorry, I apologize to our listeners. I'm trying to get so much better on giving them information so that they can take action. I just got a big thank you from Jess. I know we've talked about a lot today, and I so appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. I also appreciate that, you're in our backyard. I interview people all over the world, and I'm so grateful for the businesses and the people that are where the Pacific Northwest, where we live, that have shown up like you are. Really, it is a standard and a cut above for what you're implementing, because it says a couple things to me, Lennox, if I might say.
Thanks.
Over the 15 years, we have investigated the idea of sponsors and people and interviews that we've brought on, but we've had to make some very hard decisions and have turned away quite a few people because they're just not aligned with our listeners. We have the best listeners on the planet. We really do. Now they're all over the world. But what I want to say is it is refreshing to find a mega corporation company like you all that actually believes in positive principles. It is very refreshing for me, and I know it is for the listeners. And I want to ask you this last question. Thank you so much, first of all, you and your entire team, as a matter of fact. And of course, please thank Deanna for us, would you?
I sure
please.
Will.
Here's the last question. And I know we only have a couple of minutes left. I live a spiritual-centered, God-centered life. I haven't always. And I get it to be the God of my understanding today. How important is that in the scheme of things for what you've learned?
Well, personal faith is very important. We just give thanks and praise throughout the day. We have personal affirmations, Deanna and I, and I'll just share those with you quickly,
please.
A couple of them.
Thank you.
And please accept these, your listeners, in their individual faith.
Yep.
Is, I'm a powerful spirit. I walk in the light of the Lord. I'm receiving all great blessings. I'm walking in joy. I'm full of energy. I'm walking in abundance. I'm a major contribution to others, and I walk in the positive outcome. I say those to myself every day when I get in the car on the way to the office, those affirmations. So you can tell you can feed yourself positive energy every day just by writing down a few concepts of who you are, and you don't have to absorb the negativity of the world. You can be aware, but walk in who you are. We have a concept called good to great and great to greatness, and greatness is walking in the conversation of excellence, and that's about feeding yourself positive energy every day. And your listeners are so fortunate that you do this show, because that's positive energy. I love your broadcast. and in reading books, you know, the positive books, being in positive conversations with others, going to seminars about, you know, possibility seminars, all those items can help you move forward where whatever's taking place in your life.
Well, thank you. I can't thank you enough. By the way, I love the book. We're probably going to give another copy away on social media. I really want to thank you. One last question. Always ask this question, Lennox. Sorry to put you on the spot. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And again, thank you.
Well, I just want to put it out that just, you know, walk in love, walk in a positive energy, be of support to others. That's it.
I love it, everybody. And guess what? For those of you that are just tuning in, if you missed any part of what Lennox had to say, you're going to get able to hear this later on today, also in the podcast. Lennox, thank you so much. Please give Deanna all of our love, please.
Well, yes, Deanna, just want to put a shout out. Just fabulous, and thank you for sharing.
Okay, we're hoping that these two come back. I'm hoping I get you both back together. I don't know. I won't put you on the spot, but think about it. All right?
Right.
All right, everybody, we're not done yet. Let's take a short break. We have more coming on. We are fired up about 2019. I can't even say enough about it. Why? I don't know. I'm a fire sign. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.